Indianapolis-based Eli Lilly worked for decades to develop a drug that would have been the first to modify the effects of Alzheimer's disease. It stumbled just short of the finish line, and as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fenton reports, this leaves many looking for lessons the failure can teach.
Oh my goodness, what a beautiful home.
Thank you. Come on in.
Robert Kelso and his wife Carolyn live in a beautiful house north of Indianapolis, with big paintings on the wall and furry throws on the furniture. Carolyn is 71, with short blonde hair and stylish chunky black glasses. Her mother suffered from Alzheimer's, so she noticed right away when something was wrong.
I'd get in the car and I'd go down at the corner and I couldn't remember where I was going. I couldn't remember whether I was supposed to turn left or right.
She was in the first stages of the disease, a perfect candidate for a clinical trial of Eli Lilly's solanezumab, or SOLA, a medicine that aimed to reduce symptoms of mild dementia due to Alzheimer's. She said she and her loved ones saw results right away.
It just seemed like all of that just faded away, or it didn't get worse.
Carolyn traveled down to Indianapolis every month for a year and a half. She'd chat with the doctors, meet up with friends downtown for lunch, and then the day before Thanksgiving.
One morning I see the newspaper and they start talking about this drug and that Lilly was not...
That was our drug. That was my drug.
Yeah.
Specifically, patients treated with solanezumab did not experience a statistically significant slowing in cognitive decline compared to patients treated with placebo.
That was from a Lilly presser on November 23rd. The Kelsos were stunned and disappointed. Carolyn had expected to simply keep on receiving treatment after what she thought would be an inevitable approval.
And they said that I could just stay on it. I would be able to just stay on it.
10 days before, a small group of people high up in Eli Lilly had learned the drug failed. But they had to keep the results secret until they were verified, says Eric Seemers, an Eli Lilly medical fellow who was one of the first to hear the trial outcomes.
Yeah, it was kind of a long 10 days.
Instead of reducing cognitive decline by 30%, as the company had hoped, it only reduced it by about 10%, not enough to qualify as successful. Meanwhile, Lilly was buzzing, doing research on how to launch the drug. Lilly VP of Global Alzheimer's Disease, Phyllis Farrell, says the company decided to break the news early, right before Thanksgiving.
None of us felt good about a team working over the holidays, knowing full well that those submission documents were unlikely to get used.
Seemers says some researchers had worked on SOLA for a decade.
After you've put a lot of your own blood, sweat, and tears into one of these programs, it's been a little bit tough on people.
On the Alzheimer's floor at Lilly, banners co-signed by members of the company's biomedicines team hung on the wall. "We know you might need a hug," they read, "and we're here to give it." Farrell says there's a silver lining, though. She says the fact that SOLA worked, even a little bit, indicates they're on the right track. Maybe administering the drug sooner or in a larger dose would have had more impact.
We just had too small of a hammer for too big of a nail.
But some scientists say Lilly may only see what it wants to see. SOLA targets a protein that creates plaques in the brain of people with Alzheimer's. But other drugs targeting such proteins have seen similarly disappointing results. Partially because of these failures, many in the scientific community now believe the plaques are just one piece of a large puzzle. Alzheimer's therapy will eventually involve a whole raft of treatments, including drugs like SOLA.
We could go in the other room.
Back at the Kelsos, Carolyn is also worried about seeing what's not there. At the time of the interview, she still didn't know if she took the drug or a placebo.
I mean, we kept saying, well, maybe it was, you know, maybe I'm on the placebo, but if it was, it's a pretty good placebo pill.
And her husband, Robert, is worried about not seeing what he's used to.
But if she can't remember who I am, do I still love her? I do. But I love her brain, too. And that's the scary part to me, is what happens when, you know, I come home and she looks at me like, who are you?
The Kelsos are hoping to find Carolyn another clinical trial in the future. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.